We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Bishop Lester Franklin. Bishop Franklin, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. And you?
I am doing great. Bishop Franklin, let's talk about the music business. What would make a pastor want to be an artist?
Well, when I think about what would make a pastor want to be an artist, I think about a scripture in the Word of God where God told Jeremiah, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's belly, and I sanctified you before you exited her womb, and I called you and I ordained you to do a work. So when I think about that, I think about this is preordained already. You know, it's nothing that I've done, you know, nothing that I can say that I'm in charge of. Is that it's predestined according to God's will. You know, David was a king, but he was also a chief musician, you know, as well as a shepherd boy. So I would just say something that is preordained. God, he created it all, so he put music into me. And it's up to me to give it back.
Who is Bishop Franklin?
Who is Bishop Franklin? Bishop Franklin is a man of God that worshiped God in spirit and in truth, a man that loved to do a work unto God, you know, that's pleasing in his eyesight, and a man that just understand that, you know, that who God is. And you know, we know that God is a spirit, and they that worship him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I just look at myself as a worshiper, you know, a servant.
Okay, as a worshiper and as a servant, let's talk about your music, your new music.
Call on the Lord.
Okay, why that title?
Well, I chose that title when I think about, you know, life itself. You know, how we as individual, as people in the natural, the things that we go through in life, whether it be mentally, spiritually, emotionally, or whatever it may be, you know, that causes us to turn from God or not to trust God in his fullness, if I put it like that. Because God wants us to trust him, you know, with all our heart. He don't want us to lean to our own understanding, but acknowledge him. So when in choosing that title, Call on the Lord, I was in a place in my life where I really needed the Lord, you know, really manifest himself to me, really talk to me. And as I was, as this record was coming to me, as this song was coming to me, the Lord, you know, reminded me that, you know, I'm with you.
How do you like being in the studio recording?
Oh, being in the studio is like, it's like my second home.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I love being in the studio because, you know, all the, we are creators. God, you know, we're in his likeness and his image, and we're all creators, you know, and God, you know, give us the ability to create. So when I'm in the studio, he gives me an opportunity, you know, to do just that, you know, to create, you know, from within, you know, and bring it to the forefront. Others can enjoy, but I just love that because it's like a second home. I just love being in the studio, you know, because I'm there with, you know, a great producer by the name of Clinton Kelly Joseph, you know, which is a very, very great producer, you know, in my eyesight, in what my ears hear, and we work so very well that makes being in the studio very interesting too. But I just love being there because it affords me an opportunity to do the things that I love doing, and that's doing music.
A song called Life Itself.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us about that?
Wow, Life Itself. It was amazing how this song came to me. I put my car in the shop that day, and I was riding the bus. You know, I was riding public transportation. And I was on my way to the studio, matter of fact. And there were some young people on the bus. They were just fighting and fussing and cussing, and you know, and they were young women. They were young women, you know, and I'm like, wow. I mean, I just couldn't believe what was going on. And then as I look around our city, there was so much going on in the city. You know, here in Oakland, you know, a lot of demonstrations going on, you know, just a lot of different demonstrations going on, you know, because the Oscar Grant thing was going on and the Trayvon, all these different young men that were being slayed in the streets, you know, in these different cities. And about the time I got to the studio, the, you know, my producer was sitting there with a track on. And I had already jotted off down these lyrics while I was riding the bus. I wrote the song. I was riding the bus. You know, and by the time I made it to the studio, my producer was playing a track. And I said, man, I like that track. Leave it right there. And it was just the Lord's doing. I just believe it was just the Lord's doing. It was a message that God wanted us to get, wanted me to get out, and he wanted us to get out and reach his people. And I know it might sound different to some people, or musically it might sound different, and might even say, wow, I never heard it quite like this, but it's basically the message I wanted to get out. And that message was that, you know, that we all, it's time for us all to go back to the old landmark, and that's how the song ended up it. Let us all go back to the old landmark. I'm reminded on when I was a child growing up, my father said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You know, and no matter what I was doing, you know, in my little space, you know, he always reminded me, you know, you're going to give God some time. So I just believe that that song there is telling us, you know, that we need to become a praying nation again. You know, once upon a time, you know, prayer was in the school. In our schools when I was coming up there. And now in our schools, you know, if you pray, you know, you can get kicked out or, you know, or the teachers mm-hmm. be fired for even allowing anyone to pray in their classrooms. So the song was just a very, you know, intimate song for me, you know, in my relationship with God.